You are listening to Lealure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
Take a deep breath in, let it out. Maybe shake your arms a little bit. Maybe just kind of imagine that the day and the stuff that's on you is on your hands, and you can kind of shake it and it comes off you. And it feels really good somehow to let all that go. And as you let that go, eventually your hands and arms might feel nice and light because you've let all that stuff go and you've shaken all the crap of the day out of your body and your mind. Or maybe it's still in your mind, but you can shake it off your body and you can find yourself feeling a little looser and a little bit better. And maybe your breathing gets a little bit lighter and it's just kind of fun to let that go. And maybe you're like, no, I've got more. I'm going to keep shaking my hands and my arms, and that's okay. Whatever you find yourself doing, just let that happen. And as you let that go, maybe as you find your head feeling lighter too, maybe your body feels really heavy, but the movement of your hands and arms shaking and all those lovely deep breaths in that you can find yourself taking just feel so good. And everything kind of feels better. Like you can just shake your hands and get all that out of you. And it feels much, much better than it did just a minute ago. And at some point in time, you can just find yourself stopping doing the shaking, letting your hands just still, and allowing your head to feel perhaps nice and light, maybe a little bit tingly. And you can find yourself dropping down really easily and effortlessly into trance. Every single one of you in here knows how to do that. Every single one of you in here is a really great subject. So responsive, so effortlessly able to know if you'd like to accept a suggestion or to let go of it. And so as you find yourself sinking down more deeply, finding your unconscious mind delighting in how your head feels right now, and how your body feels after shaking off that stuff, notice that you can find yourself feeling a little bit happier, a little bit giggly, maybe. Maybe it's not time for that for you yet, but don't worry. The thoughts that you had, because today was just kind of overwhelming, a little bit crappy, not quite as good as you wanted, it doesn't matter. You've shaken that off. You can continue to shake that off as it comes up. In fact, you might notice that as I talk, that any of that that's left in your body can just sort of come up and find its way at your fingertips, and you can just shake that off and it feels good. And maybe every time you do it, you feel literally a little bit lighter and a little bit more happy and a little bit gigglier. You don't have to burst out into laughter if you don't want to. It's totally fine. You just need to know that you can find yourself feeling incrementally better as we go on. And maybe there's something ridiculous that your brain likes to think about sometimes. And maybe as you find yourself shaking things off and just listening to the sound of my voice and dropping down more deeply into trance, there's something ridiculous. And some parts of today, the parts that just kind of hit you really hard, that you're like, why is this happening? I don't like this information. How much is it going to affect me? And you realize it's not really going to affect you. Hopefully, it's just like there's just so much of it coming at you and you just shake that off. And as your brain shakes it off and you realize how ridiculous things are, all the stuff that was ridiculous just can drain from your brain, can go down to your fingertips, you can shake that off, and it can feel more and more fantastic. The more of that you find yourself letting go of, the easier it becomes for your unconscious mind to just take you down deeply, to just accept that you're letting go of that stuff, and to allow you to feel better and better, to let the ridiculousness of the day lose its effect on you as you shake it off from your fingertips as you find yourself feeling really fantastic. And the more you do all of these things, the more you allow your brain to just reorganize itself, reshuffle itself. Maybe you kind of feel like if you just took your fingers and put them on your head and like moved your fingers back and forth on your scalp really lightly or tapped your head a little bit, all the ridiculous stuff would just sort of bubble up to the surface and then it would go down to your fingertips and you would shake that off and it gets so simple to find yourself feeling a little bit lighter, a little bit brighter and a little bit better. And it's kind of ridiculous too, right, to just shake your hands and arms, but you know, you can do it. It's easy. It's kind of silly, but who cares? You're in the privacy of your own space right now. And if you feel better when you find yourself having done this, that's really all that's important, isn't it? So perhaps you can find yourself thinking about as little as possible, just how good it feels when you shake your hands and how much better you feel when that ridiculousness bubbles up to your head and then shoots out your fingers and you just shake it and it's all gone. And then your brain and your body can feel more and more fantastic. Maybe there's something really simple about you right now just wanting to go a little bit more blank and mindless. You wanting a little bit more right now to realize that inside you is this happy, bubbly person, this person that's smart and confident and competent, and this person that knows how to get stuff done. And you've been prevented from getting stuff done because most of us, are at any rate, are stuck in our houses and we can do some stuff, but not all the stuff we used to do. But underneath all that other stuff, underneath all the stuff that's been preventing us from doing the stuff that we really love, is that you that is like, yeah, I'm really good at all sorts of these things and I just really like doing them and I'm thinking about the stuff that I like to do for fun and I'm thinking about the stuff that I enjoy doing just because it feels good, because it's something I'm really fantastic at. So allow yourself to sort of peel open those layers. Like as you shake your hand and you let the ridiculous thoughts just come out your fingertips, you can imagine that you perhaps are an onion and my words are just peeling off more and more and more layers of the things that have been holding you down from being your most fun, most amazing, most creative, most wonderful, most free spirit itself. So let your unconscious mind right now imagine that. If you've ever imagined yourself as an onion before, it's a little silly, right? But it's okay. Just imagine that. And you're shaking off your fingers, and then my words are just sort of like taking off that skin and peeling it down and peeling it down and peeling it down and getting rid of those pieces, those things that were just hiding you from you. And as you find yourself in that state of knowing that you are getting peeled like an onion and you're shaking the ridiculousness off of your fingertips, the stuff that's bubbled up throughout the day or that's bubbling up now that throughout your day that you've picked up and you're able to get rid of that, notice how much better it feels. Notice that that laughter and those smiles are crossing your face in a more realistic and positive way. And notice that your body can just feel better. You can take a deep breath in. And maybe as you find yourself doing that and maybe shaking your fingers, you get to this point where you're like, wow, this day was absolutely bonkers and absolutely crazy. And I am so glad to be rid of all that. And as those layers get unpeeled and as more and more of the you that you love is exposed, notice that those things that were hiding you, that were holding you down, that were covering you up, that were denying you from doing the stuff that you wanted to, that didn't feel good, are just slowly and deliberately being exposed and stripped away and gotten rid of. And as you find that happening, your unconscious mind can just let you feel so much better than before. Your unconscious mind can know that it just is a fantastic thing right now for you to find yourself easily going into trance, effortlessly finding yourself the real you, the true you, the you that you know and love and find absolutely amazing and endearing, just being exposed, and it feels so good to just let that happen. So drop down more and more deeply and feel how silly that is on one level, and yet how good it feels on another level. And as you feel how good that is on another level, perhaps you can hold on to that feeling. So when you find yourself getting to a feeling that you absolutely love, just go ahead and take two of your fingers and tap them on the back of your other wrist. And just hold that in there. Just capture that last 10% of how good that feels. And when you get to be about 90% of how good you can feel, go ahead and press your fingers on the back of your other wrist and notice, it gets even stronger. And then you can take your hands away and you feel fantastic. And then maybe then the feelings and sensations fade away a little bit. That's okay. You can shake your hands off and get rid of whatever stuff is built up in the meantime. And then you can find yourself getting back to that place, remembering the you that you really like, and remembering the things that you find yourself really good at, and remembering the times when you felt fantastic. Everybody's had at least a time when they felt fantastic. So just go ahead with that feeling that you felt fantastic one time and really allow those sensations, the sounds, any sights to really inhabit your body right now. So let it get strong and powerful and so amazing that you find yourself wanting to grab onto it. And when you do that, just go ahead and touch the back of your wrist with those two fingers. Breathe in and let that get strong and notice how good that feels right there. And then you can take your fingers away and you can feel it still and then let it fade away. Notice how good that is. Just like that. Shake it off again. And then go ahead and put your fingers back on that wrist and notice that that feeling can come back. And then take the palm of your hand from that wrist and just go up your arm all the way to your shoulder, pressing firmly. And notice that that feeling expands and feels even more amazing right now. And then do it again. And let it get to the point where as you do that, you feel better and better and better until you get to a point that is way more powerful than when you first pressed your fingers on the back of your wrist and then press your fingers on the back of your wrist again and anchor that state in again and notice how good that feels. Maybe it feels like you've had some kind of substance and your body is just like, wee! Oh, and notice that as you do that, it feels so amazing that your brain just kind of is like in its own happy place. You're creating all sorts of new chemicals for you and it feels fantastic. And if you want to do that again, you can just put your fingers on the back of your wrist, let that feeling rise up inside you, let it feel better and better and better, and then just let your hand go all the way from your wrist to your shoulder, increasing those sensations and increasing those feelings in a way that feels so damned fantastic. You almost can't stand it, but you can. And then press your fingers. When it's at almost at that peak, press your fingers on the back of your wrist again and just anchor that in and let it go and just shake it off. And it feels so good to let yourself do that. It feels so good to allow your unconscious mind to use all these fun little things to get your brain to a place where you can physically, mentally feel so much better than you did just a little while ago. Maybe you're feeling a little bit warm. Maybe it's a little bit flushed. All that's so good. Let your unconscious mind take you down deeper and deeper. Maybe as you find yourself in this state, there's an idea, a concept that you've been wondering if you could achieve in trance. And I don't know what that is, but let your brain think about that a little bit. Does it involve something that you thought you could never do? Does it involve something that you've done before and you really liked it and never been able to do it again? Whatever that is, just allow your unconscious mind to think about that state, that feeling, and think right now about it and see if your unconscious mind can bring that back for you so powerfully and so easily, just like that. Allow your unconscious mind to bring those feelings and those sensations all right back to you right now, right here, in a way that lets you feel liberated and free, in a way that lets you feel like you got away with something a little naughty or you got away with something really fantastic. And just hold on to that and feel how nice that is. And as your unconscious mind lets that happen more and more, feel those good feelings and those good sensations, that experience, whatever it is, allow that to fill you up so fantastically, richly right now. As though everything inside you was building up for this moment. And perhaps as you find yourself doing that, you can allow all the thoughts that were in your head to simply slide away. To let the sound of my voice go straight through to your conscious mind, and as it goes through to your conscious mind, you can hear the sound of my voice and it pushes any of those thoughts that you had out, and your unconscious self is just taking all my words in so that your unconscious self just hears, you know, kind of like a wah 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 wah, but your conscious self hears the sound of my voice just fine, the cadence and the rise and the fall and the rhythm of my speech. And your unconscious mind takes in all the words and all the instructions and all the suggestions and just makes them sink deeply into your mind in a way that is so helpful and so fascinating, allows your unconscious mind to feel clear because all the thoughts you had are just getting pushed out by the sound of my voice through your conscious mind. And your body can still feel that tingle or that lightness or that rush that you get from shaking your hands and then from letting all those things just bubble up and get rid of themselves by shaking your hand. And notice how fascinating that is for your unconscious mind to just let that happen, for you to experience how good that is, to find yourself uncovered like the layers of the onion just peel back one after another allowing the you that you really like, allowing the you that you really feel good in to be exposed, as opposed to the you feeling stressed or anxious or unhappy or not the true you that you are. So hold on to what that's like right now and drop and sink down and slide down more and more easily and more powerfully until your mind feels fantastic, being as blank and as empty as you can find yourself. And maybe as you find yourself in that state of being as blank and empty as your unconscious mind can possibly make it, allowing the sound of my voice to push any thoughts of your own out of your head and allowing your conscious self to simply register the sound of my voice and allowing your unconscious mind to hold on to all the words, everything about that can begin to feel so much better, a little bit more enjoyable, a little bit more fun. In fact, you can allow your fun, playful, creative side to come out more right now. That side of you that is definitely up for fun and exciting things, and that side of you that enjoys the idea that perhaps you can find yourself thinking about something that's really fun and really easy, and maybe your unconscious mind goes to a place where there's something that sets you off as a trigger, and I don't know what that is. And let's make it something in your own world right there. But when you hear that, when you see it, probably it's something you're going to look at. Maybe it's something you're going to hear. Your brain kind of does this thing where it sort of wiggles in your chair just a little bit, and you might shake your hands, and you kind of find yourself feeling a little invincible. You might take a breath and sit up in your chair again and just be like, rawr. And if you're around other people and you don't want them to hear you say rawr, that's okay. But you can know that as long as it's safe and appropriate, whenever you need it, your unconscious mind can take that suggestion and can just allow you to find yourself expressing yourself in a way that feels really good, that lets you know that, ooh, you've just cleared things out, you feel really strong, you feel really playful, you feel a little invincible, and your mind can just enjoy being in that state more and more and more. So on the count of 10, I'm going to bring you all the way back, but notice that you have that trigger for as long as you'd like, or if you want to reject it, you're welcome to do that too in you. And then you can find yourself feeling clearer, more clarity, more of your own thoughts coming back, more of your own necessary thoughts coming back. You can let the ones that you don't need just go away. And you can find yourself feeling absolutely fantastic. And maybe if we're blessed with any puns in this room today, your unconscious mind can simply respond in kind, and you can find yourself laughing and giggling and having a fantastic time. In fact, you can discover perhaps as the thoughts come back into your head, maybe the thoughts feel a little bit silly, and you find yourself laughing and enjoying your day even more than you did before. So on the count of 10, all together, feeling great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, eyes opening. 9, 10, feeling fantastic right now.
Thank you for listening.